Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Singer-songwriter Chris Huizenga likes to stay busy, and this morning that's good news for us. Huizenga is providing us with an exclusive during our first moment of sound, a moment in sound of the new year. It's a song written just within the last week, and he brings exciting news of a live album later this year as well. His style can be described as rhythmic, southern, blues rock, and much more. He's based in Sturgis, and he performs this Friday and Saturday night at Firehouse Wine Cellars in Rapid City. Music begins at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Chris Huizenga, welcome to In the Moment for your first moment in sound, but hopefully not your last.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's been an exciting time for you. Tell us a little bit about how fast some of this maybe seems to be unfolding, but it really isn't because you've been working for such a long time. Give us a little peek behind the curtain there.
Yeah, it's been really quick. You know, it's been, I'd say, about 3.5 years of performing out live and stuff like that. I've been playing music for 13 years, but I didn't start performing until about 3 years ago when I actually moved to Spearfish. So it's been really fast.
All right. So 13 years ago, you're pretty young. Tell us how you got your start and why does it take that long to where you're ready to take the stage and have an audience?
Well, I think that I really wanted to try to refine my songwriting a little bit and just develop some concepts that I felt comfortable with playing in front of other people and that were hopefully relatable to other people. And so I started actually in elementary school with just playing recorder, but don't cut the recorder. It's an annoying instrument, I know, but it was really inspiring to me when everybody in the music class played the same note. Was kind of the moment that I was like, oh, I want to play music.
You don't hear that story very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But it is that moment where somebody says, this is so important that we're all going to do it. We're going to do it in community, and it's worth working on.
Yeah, and it's great when everybody does get in sync like that.
Yeah, so when do you pick up other instruments then? How does that sort of evolve for you?
Well, I was actually really lucky. I started playing drums, and I wasn't even supposed to be accepted into the band program. I didn't know piano or anything like that.
And right.
There was one percussionist that he was selected for it and he didn't want to do it. So he ended up playing trumpet, and I think probably to this day he still regrets it.
Well, this is all in Sturgis or what?
Yeah, okay. Growing up in Sturgis.
All right. So how does growing up in Sturgis affect your musical styles, at least at first?
I think that it helped a lot because there's not much to do there. Yeah. So it gave me a lot of free time to just sit around and play guitar. And growing up there, playing percussion and stuff, that it was something that really fed into the rhythm of kind of how I play. Because I was born as a drummer, but now playing guitar, I kind of have to play drums on guitar to keep my rhythm.
Right. All right. Let's hear a song. What will you play for us first?
So this first song is called Roam Around Blues, and this is one that's not actually recorded. So this is kind of just one that I play live a lot, and I've been playing it with my band now. They're called Kettle Black. I've been playing it with them for, I'd say, about 6 months, and it's pretty rhythmic. So, Roam Around Blues. Got my hands in my pockets, roaming around this old town, yeah. Got this photo in my wallet of my baby trying to bring her around, yeah. If you see me out here walking, I'm just trying to roam around. The sun be down on my shoulders and the sweat drops dripping down. Said that sun be down on my shoulders and the sweat drops dripping down. If you see me out
out here walking. Don't you try to bring me down. Loud. Well, she's too damn busy working. Then again, so am I. Since she's too damn busy working, I ain't around to catch her eye. If you see me out here walking, you better let me pass on by. Well, I got her out here walking. I guess we were both telling lies. Said I got her out here walking. I guess we were both telling lies. If you see me out here walking, we'll be together until we die.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest is Chris Huizenge, and that was Roam Around Blues. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
You know, you said you've been, taking the stage for about 3 years now. Today is the third anniversary of this show in the moment in its current two-hour form. And one of the things we really wanted to do when we started the show was to bring artists like yourself on for this Moment in Sound segment. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the things people are doing in Spearfish and the hills across the state to amplify the voices of local artists and, you know, to kind of celebrate the South Dakota sound.
Well, I think that a lot of local artists and, we're all really supportive of each other. And it's kind of like this big family of music and arts in general. And it's really cool to see, you know, like Spread the Tunes out of Spearfish is one that they do a lot of booking. They bring in a lot of bands from elsewhere. And they book in like local artists to open for them. Yeah. And same with a lot of people here in Rapid City actually do a lot of that as well. I guess I'm not too familiar with the eastern side of the state.
Sure.
But there's a ton of people in the hills, like Nevada Ellison from Camp Comfort is one that's been really supportive of, you know, what I'm doing and my band as well, that he, every chance he gets, he tries to hook it up with gigs and, you know, whatever, just getting all of our names out there and building a cool culture. And I think that the most important people to that are not only the audience, but, you know, fellow musicians.
Yeah, let's talk about the audience, because when you make that step to being on stage and you're with your band and you're playing, and then there's that, you know, can you prepare yourself for what sort of connectivity might happen from the stage?
No, I don't think that you can. Obviously every audience is different, and there's some that really, really care about the music, and there's some that you're kind of more background noise.
Yeah.
But it's something special when you do really connect with your audience, and you can, it's kind of like an exchange of energy, I guess. I don't know. Like,
yeah, right.
You can feel that when they're listening to you and they're feeling you and relating, and it's religious, I would say.
Right. Yeah, and you've written about that too, just sort of the sense of, you know, it's I'm trying to think of the word that you use, like, you know, like a cathedral or a chapel or a confessional. Like this venue can be more than just where you went to have drinks with your friends on a Saturday night. It can really transform into kind of a sacred space, a sacred exchange.
Yeah. I think as musicians, a lot of us, you know, songwriting, the beautiful thing of songwriting is that it is a chance for you to say, you know, exactly how you feel and to be honest. Like, I think that art, and in general, is one of the last bastions of truth. You know, there's so many things that you don't know that you can, if you can trust them or not, and people and stuff. I mean, like mainstream media even and all that. And I think that art is inherently honest because you can't lie, you know?
Right. But then you have to show up as an artist. There's a responsibility to that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To bring that authenticity. Ooh, that can be unnerving.
It's a little intimidating at first, that's for sure.
Or a relief, I guess it depends on, which way you look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
What will you play for us next?
I think next I'm going to do the new one.
Awesome.
And so this song is called Homecoming Comets. And I wrote this song just last week, actually. So I may mess it up, but nobody's going to know because it's not recorded. I wrote this song right around the holiday time because where I'm from in Sturgis, there's a group of us that every year around Christmas, they do like a pub crawl. Mm-hmm. So when everybody comes back home for the holidays or whatever, they all do a pub crawl. And I didn't make it this year. I was playing a gig, I think, and I saw pictures of it on Facebook and I was like, man, that's a bummer. You know, I was busy. I couldn't make it back. Yeah. And then I thought about it and, you know, if I achieve the goals that I'm working towards, it might be more than a couple of years before I make it back, you know?
Right. Reality sets in with the path that you're on. Yeah.
Yeah. So and then I started thinking about like Haley's comment, how infrequently that passes. So these people kind of felt like comets to me. So
nice.
This is Homecoming Comets. Time or two, and I probably will be again, 'cause I've still got family who drives these old streets, and probably still a couple friends, but I've got my own orbit, you know. Time gives us the distance to grow. The pen of time writes our sonnets. I will be yours if you will be mine. Some winter night I will see you, my homecoming comet. The rest of us will be home soon, but I've
got my own orbit, you know. The time gives us the distance to grow. The pen of time writes our sonnets. I will be yours if you will be mine. Some winter night I will see you, my homecoming comet.
Chris Huizenga on today's Moment in Sound. You're listening to SDPB Radio. You can find his work on Spotify. You can connect with him on Facebook and other places. All My Friends and a Girl is his first self-released album, 20-somethings, was released in spring of 2019. Where else can people connect with you, Chris?
Generally, I just use Facebook and Instagram.
There we go. All
so
right.
It would be just Chris Huizenga Music. On Instagram is how you can find me.
Yeah. All right. And you got to find him live at Saturday night at Firehouse Wine Cellars in Rapid City. That kicks off at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So I love that. So I'm writing down lyrics as you're singing because it's so poetic and lyrically really solid, especially because it's, you know, a new song. And you kind of, one of the things I like to do on these segments is for other artists who are listening, you know, we always reveal these surprising things about the creative process. So you have this origin story for the song, and then how did the lyrics come together with the melody and the music? What came first for you for that particular piece?
Well, I was mostly just sitting on my couch. This was right after I saw that Facebook picture of all my friends, you know. And I picked up my guitar and was sitting on the couch, and I strummed those opening three chords, and you know, I like to call it mining for gold, because every once in a while you'll find some weird chord progression that just sounds really good and it feels really good. So that was kind of how it started. And then, you know, I was just messing around with a couple chords and opened my mouth, and it sounded like I've been around this old town a time or two.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, I don't know, started to write itself, I suppose.
How long did it take you to trust that process, that the trust that there's going to be, you know, another, because you must get ideas all the time and you can't follow through with all of them, but it's worth to sit down and take the time to sort of fiddle with something.
Right. It did take me a really long time. To be honest, I'm not sure if I trust it now, but I think that creativity is one of those things that is, it's, you know, it's unbridled, and it's, you never really know what you're going to get. And that's kind of the exciting part about it. So you just kind of have to try to follow through with as much as you can. And I think that any song that gets stuck in my head as I'm writing it, and if I'm singing it, you know, throughout my day when I'm working, then that's something that I have to follow through with and bring to completion. And that was kind of how this song went.
Why do you think it's important? Because I think this is so critical that there are people like you willing to spend the time and to live the life that you're living, to sort of swim in that ocean for the rest of us. Do you have the sense that, you know, because we have people on the show all the time who, you know, are driving across the state and they've got a guitar in their back seat, and it's not always an easy process. None of them are getting rich quick, for sure. Yeah. But it's a very satisfying life for the people who choose it in general. But there is, I want to go back to the idea of audience, is that you're doing something that essentially at its core is for other people.
Right. I think it's really important to have people that, I mean, you know, none of us are rich. We're all just a bunch of broke musicians for the most part. But I think it's really important to have people that are willing to totally open up like that and to really put some time to it. You know, I was talking to somebody I think this was last night, actually. Somebody came up to me and they were like, how do you do that? How do you, you know, how do you play? It's like, well, I love doing it. So I just do, you know, and it's really important that you know, that you can connect with your audience in some way, because if you're not connected with them or they can't relate to what you're saying, then a lot of the times it's kind of just like, well, I'm just a guy with a guitar then, you know. You have to be able to connect with them.
Yeah. And there's different ways of connecting when you have that live audience, like you said, who can be different each time. And then sitting in a, you know, you're in a tiny studio in Rapid City right now, you know, with one SDPB producer trying to lock it. They're working the, and then I'm talking to you from Sioux Falls, and how many people are listening. I mean, there's a whole lot of, you know, you lay up the cards, but there's magic happening there as well, as far as who's listening and who's connecting with your music at this very moment. I like thinking about that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really cool to get to talk with people that do really feel out the music, and when it helps them in some way, or just when they enjoy it, you know, that's we literally never get tired of hearing that.
Yeah. Well, we'd like to hear more music from you. What will you play next?
This next song is kind of a slower song. It's one that I wrote just this last summer. It's actually, I like to call it my Taylor Swift song because it's a breakup song.
Okay.
But it's called In Another Life, and I really like it. It's one that actually my mom is sitting here, and she was like, you got to play that song.
Nice.
So we're gonna give it a try here.
Walking on by the light of a thunderstorm, coal black clouds crying tears for us. There are boxes on the floor in an empty closet. She took my picture out of her locket, but I was trying to resist reality and hide in myself and play make-believe. But running never got me away. I had to surrender to give in to. To keep all your love always. And you will always have all of mine. Maybe we will get this right. In another life. I was the wind, was pushing back against the rain. But I had to be that force of gravity to let it all fall down. To keep all your love always. You will always have all of mine. Maybe we will get this right in another life. I remember the lights of the storm, but we were maybe truly born to see anything other than taillights. In another life. Thank you.
That's Chris Huizenga playing from the SDPB Black Hills studio. And Chris, I mean, you're such an outstanding performer, and I am so captivated by your songwriting ability. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And your mother's right, for the record there at Sana. Yeah.
All right, giving you a thumbs
there
up.
There we go. He performs Friday and Saturday night at Firehouse Wine Cellars in Rapid City. That music begins at 6 p.m. Mountain. Find him on Instagram and Facebook. We'll put a link up on our website after the program at listen.sdpb.org so you can find all his work. And Chris, what's coming up for you next? Because you're not taking a break now. You've got a lot of projects. What are you looking forward to in 2020?
2020 is quite the busy year so far. So like you were saying, I have a couple nights this weekend. I'm playing with Devin Sants, as I understand he's going to be on here tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think we were able to make that happen.
Okay.
So we'll have him in the future. Yeah.
Either way, we'll be at the Firehouse tomorrow. We're kicking the year off right, and then I'm working on a 5-song acoustic EP. So that'll have the song that I just played, as well as I think I'm going to put the one before that on there too, Homecoming Comets, and just a couple other. Just really laid back stuff. You know, my album was with a full band, and I kind of want to get back to what it actually sounds like when I'm playing.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do that. That should be released in March or April. And then I'll be doing actually a live album from the Matthews Opera House as well.
Nice. Well, we look forward to all of that, and we look forward to having you back this year and beyond. What a great new voice in South Dakota music and beyond. Thank you, Chris, for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.